Ted Kitchens. He's the executive director of the Manchester Boston Regional Airport. Very busy place these days. Ted joins us with an update on a bunch of good stuff. Ted Kitchens, GMI Studios. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jack. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I have friends coming in and out of your airport. A lot of people are just enjoying all the routes you have now, the very affordable, convenient routes down to get a little more sunshine and longer days in Florida and some back and forth. Are you seeing busy full flights?
Yeah, this past Saturday, thanks to all the wonderful support the community has given us, we actually launched our first day with travel higher than at any point during the pandemic. So we've gotten back to pre-pandemic activity level for one day only. Now, I mean, we still have to get there on a monthly basis and on a yearly basis, but at least for one day there, we actually were higher than we were pre-pandemic. So certainly a cause for celebration that that we reached that milestone, but it's one of many milestones that we'll have to reach. But yeah, people are certainly filling up the airplanes. I think we were at 98% load factor for all of our flights on Saturday, which is phenomenal.
And Ted, we're seeing case numbers, hospitalizations, or any respiratory related stuff coming way down now. I think it's a trend that's going to stay. Are you going to start feeling that as we get into the March and April period? You know, we have, I think, J-Dog, this week is Maine and Massachusetts vacation week. Friday it kicks into New Hampshire week. But this is a vacation period as we get into a lot of families with pre-planned trips down to, out of New England. Are you think you're going to see some slight curve up on the day-to-day stuff?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And, obviously the 2 weeks here for winter break, and unfortunately, this storm that's coming in on Friday may interrupt some of those plans, because that is the overlap between the mm-hmm. two, right? We got a lot of people coming back into the airport that may have left on Saturday, and of course, we got people from New Hampshire who are ready to head out to Florida or to wherever their destination may be, and so some of those travel plans may be impacted, but we're certainly hopeful that. Heading into March when we get to the college spring break, and then April when we get back into spring break for the high school and K-12, that we'll see three good strong months there, and then it's just a matter of getting to June and the peak travel month there in summertime.
Ted, what about some of the real frustrating stuff we saw during the holidays, sort of Thanksgiving to Christmas, New Year's week, big staffing shortages, and a lot of it was tied to the virus because if you were a flight attendant or a crew, pilot crew, system pilot, anyone working on an airline, baggage handler, you name it, TSA, if you were exposed to the virus and you tested positive, you pretty much had to be out. People were getting sick as well. We had a bunch, thousands of cancellations nationally when we ran into that staffing issue. How are we doing now? You don't seem to hear as much about that.
Yeah, I think for the most part that has settled down. I think the reduction in the quarantine period from 10 to 5 days that the airlines were asking for pre-holiday period, but that the CDC kind of approved maybe a little bit too late to avert the meltdown that we had there in the early part of January nationally. I think that has helped out a lot. There are still staffing issues, though. The Omicron variant just exacerbated the underlying issue that there's just not enough workforce in aviation right now. And you're still seeing those staffing issues in the crew shortages, but it's at a point where the airlines can manage that a little more effectively than when you had the Omicron variant running around and people calling out and getting sick and having to sit for 5 to 10 days.
And how is some of your newest carriers in and out of Manchester Boston Regional Airport working out, especially to some of the Florida hubs?
Yeah, Spirit is doing really well. They're very happy. On Saturday they had six daily flights, and I remember they started with three, but they upgauged or increased frequencies to six daily flights for last Saturday. They're doing that again this Saturday, and then the third Saturday of the winter break period, which I think is March 5th, if I recall correctly. But the community has supported them so strong that for the 2 weeks in April for spring break, they're adding six daily flights for all 14 days. So they're growing. They're happy. The community has certainly found the service, and the word is out, and I think they're people are having a good time or having good experiences on that flight to Florida.
Sounds like good things happening, and I'm glad about last Saturday, really the busiest day since pre-pandemic levels. I hope it's sustained. Manchester-Boston Regional Airport Executive Director, one of the best regional leaders in the nation, Ted Kitchens. Thank you, Ted, for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. We'll catch you real soon.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Always my pleasure. Have a great day.